Trouble falling asleep? Looking for a new sleep ritual? Why, it's time to unlock the magic of Night Falls. Step into a world where bedtime stories are designed to help you drift away. Night Falls is one of the world's leading bedtime story podcasts. Hosted by the soothing Scottish voice of Geoffrey Austin Newland, Night Falls offers original bedtime stories for adults delivered in friendly, soft tones. As each episode unfolds, the pace gently slows, guiding you towards relaxation and sleep. Why, you'll hear everything from reworked classics to original tales from the falls. Well, that's Geoffrey's time at the mystical Night Falls, a fictional story with immersive sound design, calming nature ambiance, and soft music. And don't just take my word for it, for Night Falls has been downloaded over 9 million times, and listeners say it always works and helps them sleep like a baby. Frankly, I couldn't agree more. So follow Night Falls now, wherever you listen to podcasts, and start listening for free today. Just search Night Falls on your favorite podcast app and take your first relaxing trip to the mystical falls.
It's been a while, but I'm back to curse this episode with technical difficulties. Very minor technical difficulties. Look, it's not my most potent curse ever. It's really just the guest mic going out for a few seconds and... Oh, sure, you can still hear them on the other mic, so really you don't miss anything, but still, it's a totally noticeable technical difficulty. And it happens for a grand total of 20 seconds or so of minimally distracting technical difficulties. Quick in fear at the power of my curse. Hello from the Magic Tavern. Do your best to enjoy the show.
The following podcast is not real. Real ones have year-long foreshadowed events that pay off. Enjoy the show.
From the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's happening. 2 years and a month or two ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, that magical land is being taken over by the Dark Lord. He's captured me and my co-hosts. He's forcing us to continue to do this podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. I'm joined, as always, by my co-captive and co-host, Chunt, the shapeshifter slash talking badger.
Did you know that pumice is also a volcanic rock?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm still in a chapter of Igneous Rocks.
Yeah, you're really fascinated by this rock book.
I just, you know, I wanted to just get away from your of quartz pun, and I'm learning a lot.
You're just, like, week after week, you're really haunted by this of quartz.
Mm-hmm. Also, sitting in my cell, I had an idea, and I don't know if you're going to be on board with it, but I don't know if I ever told you this. One time, my father wrote a sort of salacious story.
Oh, wow.
My dad wrote a porno.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it might be interesting if fans, you know, since we still can use your phone a little bit and get emails, if fans would maybe send in some salacious stories about us, some fan fiction.
Oh,
just so we can read it and, you know, be comforted in our solitary confinements.
So you are trapped in your cell at night, and you're thinking, the one thing I need to get me through is for our listeners to write dirty stories about us.
They don't have to be dirty. Oh, no, they don't have to salacious. Be dirty. Just sort of like fan fiction. Is that what you called it?
I guess so, but you said salacious.
I said my dad wrote one that was salacious, right?
Oh, I see.
It's just something unrelated to that. It can be done.
Just write some stories about us. You know, we go on a picnic. Dear listeners, it's dark times in Foon. We're captives of the Dark Lord. Please write some Foon fiction. Send it to us, and Chunt will read it in his cell at night and masturbate.
I didn't say I'd masturbate.
Checks out, right?
What do you do in your downtime?
I just, I don't know. Like, I look out the window, walk around the room a little bit.
What do you do in your uptime?
About the same. I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakus, the Hills from East Fianna, like the Doors, New Zone, and Exchanges, and known in the Northeast, as many as may start, and there may be other secret names you don't know.
I'm just saying, like, it would be nice to hear what people on Earth, you know, can come up with in terms of what we might get up to. Yeah, so maybe we are on a picnic, and maybe Usidor, you know, changes into a majestic horse, mm-hmm. and then we all ride him around and laughing and frolicking in a field.
A majestic horse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And we're laughing and frolicking in the field, and we just sort of roll around laughing, and then suddenly we stop, and we just look in each other's eyes.
And just start banging.
Just start banging, guys. It writes itself. All you need, about 7 or 8 sentences. It's a whole story.
I say we do a new segment every show called Bangin' Buds.
Bangin'.
Where we read a little bit of this fan fiction and just see what we get up to. We see what we get up to if other people held the reins.
Yeah, masturbate theater is just we sit in our stuff chairs.
We open the tome and say masturbate theater.
Yeah.
We have opened a box that we cannot close.
That's the title of one of the stories. I can tell. We've never had an idea that Usidor has been more on board with.
I love this idea.
Look, really. I don't want people to do this, but if it helps us defeat the Dark Lord, send them to chuntwith6t's.
chuntwith6t's@gmail.com. Email me.
Do not send them to Magic Tavern at puppies.supplies.
In the subject, make sure you put bangin' buds.
Bangin' buds. Or it's a box. We've opened a box that we cannot close.
And let's just see what we get up to.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Well, now that we have...
If we can't live our full lives as captive prisoners, you know, at least we can read about all the tomfoolery we can get up to in people's minds.
Absolutely.
I have an important announcement.
Yes?
I was brought an egg.
From a bird?
They give me food, and I have a small stove in my cell, and I am allowed to cook. And I was given an egg.
Oh.
Well, yum. Yummy.
No, you don't understand.
No, I don't understand.
An egg.
Egg time? What is there? Oh, hold on.
Where do eggs come from?
Birds.
Yes.
Oh.
The birds are trying to help you. Wait, don't eat it.
What if it was a lizard egg?
Oh, where do birds come from?
Eggs.
Yes.
Which came first?
Eggs, obviously.
Yeah, it checks out.
The goddess U said, my name is 3 round letters. Let there be a round item that doth give birth to the birds and lizards.
That's, like, actually a pretty good answer.
Hmm.
Yeah, thanks, I know.
Well, that went over easy.
Good yolk. Guys.
Of course he would say that. Of course.
Of course. Of course. Guys, Gianessa, who is secretly one of the guards, gave me this book on glyphs. So I've been trying to learn about glyphs because, you know, the Baron has those tattoos of glyphs and runes all over his body that explain the Dark Lord's plans. So if I can understand that stuff, maybe I can figure out how we can escape here and defeat the Dark Lord.
We already knew all that information.
I know, but still, I like to explain things to you guys that you already know, especially when I'm first introducing the concept every episode.
Oh, wow. This is wonderful. If you learn to understand these glyphs, there could be no end to the things you could help me with. I not even just these tattoos that the Baron has covered himself with, but there are many secret languages that I do study. I runes and glyphs, and I do try to find new ways of defeating the Dark Lord and making all of Foon safe. Arnie, you would finally become an asset.
Yeah. I'm excited to make an asset of myself. So, Usidor, do you pronounce it glyphs?
Glyphs?
Because I've been reading the book, and I always thought it was glyphs, but then apparently the guy who created glyphs says it starts with a soft J sound.
Really? That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, so he says it should be glyphs, but I swear I've always heard it as glyphs.
No, it's glyphs.
Well, I say glyphs because I used to know a guy named Glyph Glavin.
Glyph Glavin?
Yeah. He used to come to the tavern all the time, just be sitting in the corner.
He thinks he knows so much about glyphs, just because his name is Glyph.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Ooh, I just came up with a new stipulation. For banging buds, no sex. but I want whatever you write about to be as sensual as possible.
Very sensual, but no sex.
We won't read it if it has sex.
Sensual, but not sexual.
Mm-hmm.
I know how it goes.
Guys, I'm really excited for this segment. And I feel like you guys are kind of on board.
Now, I don't understand how I never got a cooking segment, but this shit is going down.
Arnie, can we have more segments on the show?
We can have a lot, as many segments as we want.
All right, so we're going to have Bangin' Buds. We're going to have Usador Cooks.
Finally.
Do you want a segment?
No. Honestly, at this point.
Arnie's Answers? Here, maybe there's a segment called Arnie Answers where you answer one question about Earth stuff. Like, who killed Laura Palmer?
Who killed Laura Palmer? Oh, my God.
When I was on Twitter, I saw so many people talking about Laura Palmer. Who killed Laura Palmer?
You know, this is something I actually know a lot about because I was a big fan of Twin Peaks. Which is a TV show in my world from like 20 years ago. And as far as I know, it's never coming back, which is very sad. But I could tell you who killed Laura Palmer, but they would ruin your satisfaction of watching Twin Peaks. Guys, when we escape Hogsface, defeat the Dark Lord, figure out a way for both of you to come with me back to Earth. First thing we do, we're going to sit down. We're going to watch season 2 of Extant. And then after that, we're going to watch Twin Peaks together.
There's probably someone she knows.
Yes and no, but it's not that simple.
Oh. Was it her? Was it Laura Palmer?
Laura Palmer killed herself.
Jump off a cliff?
Yes.
Jump off, I'm sorry, a glyph?
Jalef, yes.
Well, I'm excited for these segments.
I am too.
Arnie, think about which ones you want to do. I'll think of my own, and every show will be broken up into 20 or 30 segments.
I think it's much like a Human Centipede sequel, a lot of segments. Nourishment just gets better and better the deeper into the episode you get.
Just a lot of mouth-to-ass segments.
That's true. Another rule for Bangin' Buds, no mouth-to-ass.
Yeah, hard stipulation.
Hard stipulation.
Well, I think that's under the umbrella
also
of no
title,
sexual.
Hard stipulation.
Yeah, didn't the first rule already cover that?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Guys, this might be the classiest episode we've ever done.
The bar is pretty low.
That's true. Hey, guys, I'm very excited to talk to our guest. You know, I found a tiny mouse. It can talk, and so I'm excited to talk to it. Let me introduce our guest. And here, Mouse, I'm sorry, I believe your name is Momo. Just go up and kind of crawl over to the microphone.
Oh, hi, I'm Momo.
Hey, this is Momo, the talking mouse.
Hi, I'm Momo. Wow.
Were you in Arnie's shirt pocket that whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Momo. I'm sorry that Arnold didn't bring you out of his shirt pocket earlier.
It smells like pork.
Why does your shirt pocket smell like pork?
This is my pork shirt.
Why is that surprising to anyone?
Yeah.
He gave me some treats to eat while I was in the pocket, so it wasn't too bad.
Oh, what sort of treats did he have?
Pork.
Pork. Just mostly pork.
They started bringing me a lot of pork.
Arnold, can you share some of your food with me?
I will share as much of the food with you as you guys want. I mean, I don't. The guards, every time I try to hand you guys some of the food that they've been giving me, the guards smack it away. All of these guards hate us, especially that one over there that is not the old sheriff in disguise.
Hello, it's almost 12 o'clock, and everybody is good here, including my penis.
I love that guard's penis.
That is a man. Yeah, that's definitely a man.
That's definitely a man.
Absolutely. Has a penis. And anyone that thinks otherwise, wrong.
So, Momo, where do you come from?
I live in another person's house. My house is inside their house.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I have 700 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
It was a little cramped.
Big family.
What kind of rent do you pay in that sort of situation?
It depends. We got lucky because my parents were born into it. And there's certain laws that rent won't go up.
Yeah, if your grandfather did.
Yeah. So we're pretty lucky. I'm only really back there for holidays, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it so nice, though, around the holidays to come back and see all of your 700 brothers and sisters?
Yeah. And you like, you know, when you go home and you kind of revert back to your old self, like when you're around your brothers and sisters, like you think you've made so much progress on yourself and you've changed. And then all of a sudden you're home and you're like, get out of my room, you know?
Do you guys each have your own room?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's just.
That house is riddled with mouse rooms.
Do you ever walk into the wrong room?
Almost always.
You would have to imagine. So I can't keep track. Like, what's the most rooms you guys think you can keep track of, just normally, in your mind?
4,500.
33? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with that number.
Yeah. Who's your favorite sibling, and who's your least favorite sibling?
Fran's my favorite. Mm-hmm. Our rooms were only 7 rooms away, which is nice. And then probably Mike's my least favorite.
Oh, Mike. Yeah, because No repetition in his name?
No repetition in his name. No one wants to hear his name twice because it instills fear in us.
Oh, no.
Is he a bully?
He's a bully mouse.
Yeah.
It made me tougher. I'm grateful now. But he's a bully mouse.
What were some of the things that Mike would do to bully you when you were a kid?
He would just tell us that we were unlovable and that we'd never amount to anything and that we were adopted.
Were you adopted?
I'm not 100% sure. There are things that are different about me that my siblings don't have.
Can mice be adopted?
It's complicated. It's a very expensive process in the mouse world to adopt. Lots of screening.
And then, like, to adopt, like, hundreds of mice, that's got to really add up.
Mm-hmm.
But so what is different about you than your mice brethren?
Well, I was born with human strength.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Take up this plate.
Yeah. Here.
Oh.
Holy shit.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
She sounded like Talbot as she lifted that up.
Yeah.
Now, Momo, since you have this amazing human strength and you only go home for the holidays, what do you do the rest of the time?
Well, I work, in my uptime, I play the mandolin. I can hold it, but there's lots of moving around, so it takes...
You play a full mandolin?
A full mandolin,
Can I ask you something? Maybe this was maybe a year ago, so I'm not sure how old you are. One day, I heard music. I was walking through a field, and I heard in the moonlight, midnight music, and there's many mumbling mice all around.
Mm-hmm.
Was that you?
It must have been me. Did the song last 7 hours? A two-minute song? Did it last 7 hours? Because that's how long it takes me to play.
Honestly, I walked away after 20 minutes.
It was mighty nice, though.
It was mighty nice.
We're just making magic music in the moonlight. It was mighty nice. Thank you for saying that.
You're
that's
welcome.
A huge compliment.
You're welcome. Thank you
Your
for playing
guys's
it.
Your guys' tongues all seem so limber now.
Do they?
So warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are just enunciating like crazy.
I feel pretty good about myself. I might grab a coffee. Do you want some? I don't know if you've had the coffee here.
Oh,
there's a new person who brews the coffee.
Oh,
She brews a proper cup of coffee in a copper coffee pot.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Do you like proper coffee in a copper coffee pot?
Well, which one is she? Is she the one wearing the red leather or the yellow leather?
She's the red... Wait. Red leather. She's yellow leather.
Okay. I see.
I'll be right back.
But my job, to finish answering your question, I do work for a dragon.
Oh, wow.
It is unpaid for now. I'm hoping it will turn into a paying gig as soon as possible. I could really use the cash.
Yeah.
What is it exactly that you do?
I'm essentially an assistant, but a lot of it is keeping him away from his ex-girlfriend. Just making sure he doesn't call her. They had kind of a lot of ups and downs.
Sure.
There's nothing worse than a dragon calling out to its ex-girlfriend.
Is a dragon calling its ex? What did I miss?
Momo works for a dragon, and the dragon goes to the top of the mountain and calls out for its ex-girlfriend sometimes.
Oh, you've got to stop that.
Yes, you have to put an end to that.
Momo, I have a very important question for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked in with this dragon recently?
He gave me 3 days off, so that was the last time I spoke to him, 3 days ago.
Can you share your dragon's name, or would that be sort of against employee...
Well, I guess I could tell you his name rhymes with Schmeggery.
Gregory?
Yes.
Oh.
And I bet all the money in the world. How?
I just took away the SCH sound.
I thought I did a pretty good job covering that up, but I suppose I didn't.
I wouldn't have guessed it.
I bet you all the money in the world that when I go back, he's going to be with his ex-girlfriend. She's going to be there.
That's so sad.
You know, sometimes Arnie can be a schmasshole. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, gasol. It's true. I'm sorry. I'm working on it.
Classiest episode.
So it's all the pork. It's all the pork.
Do you have a love life of your own? Do you have a significant other?
Oh, does Momo have a love life? Oh, Momo wishes.
Oh.
Big time. And I was just wondering, the three of you probably have more connections than me. You probably met a lot more people than me who aren't mice that I'm related to.
Probably.
So if you know anybody, wouldn't be able to take her on a nice date because Momo doesn't have money right now. But
Momo, am I understanding You don't want to date a mouse? You want to date a person? A human?
Well, with the human strength.
Oh.
I can't really be with a mouse for their own safety.
You'd crush it, yeah.
This is a personal question. Mm-hmm. You don't have to answer this. Have you had some kind of horrible mishaps?
Yes. In some circles, I am known as the mouse trap, which is not nice. It's not nice.
Sure, no.
Because I'm very charming, and I play the mandolin, and I can get them to come to me, and I, even when I'm trying my best, just too strong.
Did they, by any chance, say, I fear we've opened a box we can't close?
Funnily enough, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's so sad that no mouse wants to fuku, you know? There's no mamufuku.
Not yet. Maybe there's a little mouse out there, and she's got human strength, too, you know?
Yeah.
I doubt it. That seems like a bit of a stretch. But I want you to be happy, but I don't think you will be.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say.
Have you ever thought of something between a mouse and a human? Or a different animal that has an enhanced amount of strength, like...
Like badger strength?
That, or a human with the strength of a spider?
That sounds interesting. Momo just got goosebumps.
Momo, what about inner strength?
Oh, that's all that really matters, huh?
Well, apparently not. What if you met a mouse who you could maybe never touch, but it had a superior inner strength?
What do you mean by inner strength?
I just mean like they have a lot of fortitude. Like they just, you know.
Oh, we're not talking about Kegels.
Heart.
Well, we are talking about Kegels, partially.
Oh, okay.
Listening.
Which brings us to our new segment, Kegel Corner.
Momo would like to host that segment.
Okay, you're more than welcome.
Momo wants a segment.
What Momo wants, Momo gets. Momo said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this, Momo said.
Chunt!
What?
Momo is trying to host Kegel Corner right now.
I'm sorry. But, and then I'll shut up, new stipulation, you can also write a first date story for Momo.
Oh, please.
If you send an email into Bangin' Buds.
Oh.
Here's the segment.
She's not lifting anything. What is she? Oh. What impressive kegels.
Wow, yeah, scat. We should clean that. Scat. You know what? Let's take a quick break. Let's clean up these tiny little mouse turds. And let's kind of like find our better selves. And,
which brings us to our newest segment, Finding Your Better Self.
Yeah.
Can't find a better self.
Can't find a better self?
Hmm?
Nothing. Hey, we'll be right back. So, Momo, I just am really interested to learn more about you. So, first of all, how did you first discover you have human strength?
Well, I was in the human house. My house is inside a human's house. It was a dare from my brothers and sisters. They said, I dare you to go out and try to move that chair. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to do it. They're going to catch me. And I went, and not only did I move the chair, but I threw it through a wall. Oh. I threw the chair through a wall.
Oh, my gosh. Becoming very emotional.
I'm sorry.
I think that might be more than human strength.
Did it go through that, like the tiny, like the little Momo's house, or did it go through the big Momo's house?
Both. It took out our game room. It took out our mud room. It took out just the whole front part of our house where we entertain.
Wow. You have a mud room?
Just so little mice take off their shoes.
Let me get this straight. You have 700 people, 702 mice living in this house within a house.
703 if you count grandmother.
Grandma's there too, okay.
Let's not count grandma.
Yeah, okay, 702. We're not counting grandma.
I want to count grandma.
Fine, 703.
And grandpa.
Is there grandpa?
Well, here's my theory, is that grandpa was a human man. And that's why I have this strength.
Oh.
And that's why your rent is grandfathered in. Because of your grandfather, who maybe owns the big house. Are you living in your adult human grandpa's house?
I've been really trying to sort through this, and all signs point to yes.
But there's a mud room. 702 bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
What other rooms do you have?
A game room. We had a room that was just mostly just for coats.
I'd just call it a coat room.
Yeah, I think coat room. If you're calling a mud room a mud room, I think call that room a coat room.
Mother and father had a suite with their own bathroom.
Oh.
Just living room, kitchen, one big dining room. We had a finished basement.
Momo, answer this question. How many baths?
Two baths.
Any half baths?
70 half baths.
70 half baths.
Is there a room with a view?
Mm-hmm. The view is just to the other rooms, though.
All of the other rooms?
Yes.
It has a magical portal that looks into all of the other rooms.
Are you sure this wasn't just a hallway?
No. No, you're right. Now that I'm thinking about it. That's the room that shows all the other rooms. That it was a sense. Hallway.
So, Momo, I have a question about your strength.
Mm-hmm.
So you have human strength. Is it changeable? Because you threw a chair through a wall, but also, very impressive, you lift that plate, but it seemed like a struggle.
Well, I'm not saying it's easy for Momo. It's not like I'm not breaking a sweat over here. I really got to just, like, carb up before I know I'm going to lift something.
Let's calm down here a bit. Arnold, why don't you lift that plate?
I mean, we all know I've got human strength. Lift I don't the need plate. To prove it by lifting
lift
this plate.
Lift the plate.
Fine. It's just a plate. I can lift it.
Which brings us aggressively to our new segment, Lift That Plate.
Not as easy as it looks.
Momo, I have another question about the 702 mice. Are you guys really confident that that's how many mice there were? It seems like really hard to keep track after a certain number.
Well, it just means that there's 698 middle children who are desperate for attention.
Oh.
And so they're sneaking out. They're getting up to no good. Just mischief. Just some mouse mischief. So I don't know if we were all ever in that house at the same time.
You know, I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. I have not been inside a mouse house. That's my secret. Not been inside a mouse house. The secret of NIMH. N-I-M-H.
They're very welcoming. They're very cozy.
I would imagine so.
Do you have any, like, folksy sayings? Like, is there any sort of rug with, like, a folksy saying of, like, mouse this house? Or any sort of, like, when mouse ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Yeah, well, yeah. If mousey ain't happy, nobody happy. You know that one, of course. But Dad would always do this funny little gag where he would pretend that we had mice. He was scared. Like, we gotta call the exterminator. We have mice. And he go, hold on. These are just my kids. But he would really go on for hours and get everyone really scared, really worked up.
I've gotta say, what started as sounding like an adorable dad joke has me a little worried about possible some kind of dementia. Like, if it's going on for hours.
I have a different theory. Did you look at the baseboard inside your house, inside the house, to see if you did have mice?
Oh, smaller mice.
Yes.
That would explain his panic. And also, I don't like that they're in my house. They don't belong there. I'm glad that he tried to get them out if there were smaller mice inside the mouse house.
Well,
presumably.
Presumably. Unless one of the mice had sex with one of the smaller mice, and there's a smaller mice with regular mouse strength.
Ooh, that's a sticky situation.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
So what brings you to Hog's Face?
Well, I'm trying to find some paid work, and because of my size and strength, I'm able to be pretty nimble and go in and out of buildings that I may not have business going in and out of. Mm-hmm. So I've just been just using that to my advantage. Yeah. And just really trying to send messages and get paid. You know, just stuff. Just mouse stuff.
Send messages. That would be useful.
Yeah.
Momo, can you excuse us for a moment?
Yes, of course.
I think we should hire Momo.
Guys, she whispered some of that, and I couldn't hear what the whisper part was.
I think we should hire Momo.
She said she can go into buildings she has no business being inside of, and she can send messages.
That's great. That's very useful to
us. Who do we want to get a hold of?
We could get a hold of each other while we're trapped in ourselves. We could send messages to each other. Could even make Momo into an assassin.
Ooh.
With human strength, that's strength enough to lift a knife here. Arnold, lift this knife. Maybe. Momo?
Yes.
We've been talking about it, and we would like to hire you to spy on the Dark Lord. And potentially bring information back to us and between each the three of us, and potentially at our behest, take a knife into a very small knife into a place and stab someone with it multiple times in the neck.
And know that this comes with Momo money, even though we are presenting some Momo problems.
I have a question about the messages, and like, I don't know exactly how much you charge, but I'm just worried, like, is it possible we can pay you a certain amount to get unlimited messages for the month?
Yeah, what if we don't use all the messages?
Yeah.
Well, the messages do roll over the ones that you do not use.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I use a lot of messages. I mean, I don't like to talk to people face to face, but I would send a lot of mouse messages.
Wait, how many messages am I going to be getting?
I'm going to send you a lot of messages. And then if I don't get a message back, I'll be like, that's weird. And I'll send you another message like, did you get my last message? Maybe the mouse didn't get through.
Have you thought about calling your message service Mousaging?
I do now.
You gasped.
I can do it. Momo's up for the challenge. I will say, though, Schmeggery is definitely going to marry his ex-girlfriend if I'm not around.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that's
it's
right.
Going to be so bad. But it's worth. I just need to get paid.
Does he ever try and send you on late night messages to his ex-girlfriend? Mm-hmm. What do they say?
So he's like, "Hey, are you awake?" And she lives so far. It takes me 3 days to get there. I get her answer. 3 days back. Then it probably is not true anymore, you know?
Yeah. So you're not... These aren't, like, instant messages.
No. I mean, Momo needs to travel. Momo doesn't have... I can't go super fast.
Is she also a dragon?
Yes.
Why don't they just fly back and forth to one another rather than hiring you? It seems like it'd be much faster.
They're trying to just, like... They're pretending that they don't care.
You know?
Oh, they aren't putting labels on it.
Yeah, they're not putting labels on it.
If we're going to have you running around delivering our messages... I don't know if the shoes that you're wearing will work out. Do you want Momo better shoes?
Momo likes these shoes, but you're right. They're a little worn out.
Do you have enough juice to make a tiny pair of mouse shoes, or are you cut off? Maybe take a sip of that hooch?
I did eat an egg this week.
You mentioned that.
Yes.
Momo has another service, if you're interested.
Oh, sure.
I also carry fleas and disease. So if you would like to send someone fleas if they're your enemy or a plague of any sorts. I do carry that as well.
Would we be paying for the individual fleas and disease, or could we get like a monthly fleas and disease plan?
It's individual fleas.
Individual.
You pay by flea.
Is there a discount for large quantities?
Yeah, over 200 fleas, you get a little discount.
All right.
Could we get like a friends and family fleas and disease plan? Like if people are in my family.
You got to get four people. You have a four-person family plan, and then I can, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I see.
There's only three of you, so it's going
to
be.
Yeah, so but it would be free for us to send diseases or fleas to each other.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Do we want to do that?
I mean, at this price, we can hardly afford not to.
That's a good point.
If you can put them in your favorites, which means you just tell me that they're your favorite, and I will send them all the fleas and diseases you like.
Bing, 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 bing! Ah, four mouse booties.
Aww.
Best I could do.
She's doing Kegels again.
Oh, look, booties. Okay.
Arnie, stop eating that. You need new pork. You know you need unique new pork. You know you need unique new pork.
I know I need unique.
You know you need unique new pork.
My tongue is so limber. Don't forget, Bangin' Buds sent them to... chunt@gmail.com.
I also have a sister who sells, she lives by the ocean, and she sells rocks and other sorts of beach things.
So she sells seashells by the seashore?
Yeah, she does.
Good to know.
Well, Momo, I'm so excited that I guess we're going to hire you. Although, oh, guys. Do we have any money?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Do we try to, like, what do we do in a situation like this? Do we try to trick Momo into helping us out? Or
send an invoice.
Bill us. Great. But, I mean, the dragon's not paying or anything. We're not doing anything worse than the dragon's doing.
Well, I'm not calling my ex-girlfriend.
But you also might want to call your ex-girlfriend.
I don't have an ex-girlfriend. I have a current girlfriend.
Tell her she's the one.
Well, you haven't talked to her in a while. You don't know.
Well, she's off having sex with everything in the forest.
Yeah.
I might have an ex-girlfriend.
So, Momo, we're very excited to hire you if you're willing to work for us.
Yes, of course. Momo, I can work for just a little at first, but you need to promise this will turn into a full-time job.
Sure, yeah.
Will you work on a sliding scale?
Yeah.
Here, let me put you on top of it. Whee, down you go.
I just don't want to spend my entirety of my 20s like walking up a ladder that...
You're a 20-year-old mouse? That's incredible.
I'm 22 years old. Mm-hmm.
You're very old for a mouse.
My life's just beginning, though, huh?
Oh, well. Congratulations. The lifespan and strength of a human.
Hey, Chun, have you gotten any emails this week?
Yeah, nothing with the subject begging buds, but to be fair, that was created this episode. So let's see what normal emails we have. This is one from Josiah Coltis. It says, last night there was a huge tornado here where I live on Earth. I swear to the three goddesses that I heard the Dark Lord laughing when lightning struck. I think your podcast has made the Dark Lord able to come to Earth. Oh my God.
That's not good.
Sounds right, though.
Guys, have we not resisted enough? I mean, the Dark Lord is making us do this podcast because he wants to study how it gets to Earth so he can eventually get to Earth. And I guess we thought maybe we could do this and still fight against him while doing it, but are we deluding ourselves? Like, are we just making it easier for evil to spread?
Are we making a murderer?
Are we making a murderer? Jinx. Look, we've made a lot of progress in defeating the Dark Lord. I've read two chapters of a book on glyphs. Usador has gotten some latrine hooch. We've hired a mouse to send messages to each other.
I've read a ton about rocks when I could have just asked Usador.
Yeah.
I ate an egg.
Usador ate an egg.
He is so proud of that egg.
Yeah. I'm not going to worry about it. We'll keep moving forward. And part of moving forward is I've got an email to read. You can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address, unless you want to send emails about banging buds, and then it's not a real email address. My email reads, hello, folks. Sorry about the whole hog's face thing. Thank you. I hope that works out for you guys.
They wrote thank you?
No, I said thank you. Oh, sorry.
Please discern between when you're shoving in your own opinion and when you're reading what's...
I felt like
email.
My inflection was wildly different. Listen to me. I'll do it again. Sorry about the whole hog's face thing. I hope that works out for you. Thank you. See, very different.
Wait, which one was which? Was that written, the thank you, or is that said?
I said thank you.
Please stop interjecting.
Okay. I had a question about Mundle the Grundle. That's the email, not me.
Wait, that was in there?
Yes. I hadn't.
Goddesses, read the email.
Somebody wrote an email that said, that's the email, not me. Who are these people sending these emails?
From now on, everything I say is just going to be the email and not me. Starting now. You've said several times that Mundle plays the theme music for the show, and he does a great job. It sounds like there's a few different types of instruments being played, some strings, a flute of some kind, and some percussion. I was wondering, is Mundle playing multiple instruments at once? Or does Foon have one instrument that can make all those sounds? Eagerly awaiting your reply, Doug Barker.
Well, Mundle's a Grundle.
Yeah.
He's Mundle the Grundle. He can play as many instruments as he can hold.
Yeah, he's got a lot of arms and a lot of mouths. He doesn't speak out of any of them, but he can play a lot of instruments.
Oh, for sure. He's a Grundle.
Yeah.
And if he's holding instruments, he can actually set them down and pick up new ones.
Yeah.
Pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it's true. Wouldn't you agree, Mundle? Still don't know what that means.
So, Momo...
Mm-hmm.
I've taken the liberty of writing up this invoice.
Wait, we don't write an invoice.
We don't?
No, you did the heavy lifting for me, and I really appreciate it.
Yes, just send us one of these once a month, and we'll be sure to remit payment as soon as possible.
Although, sure. could we commit to like a year of service, and we'll pay after the year is up?
Of course. And also, you will not pay if someone else... who's not the three of you, decides to send you a message.
Oh, so we great. Can receive messages for free.
Mm-hmm. If we're on the same mouse, we get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to walk those messages, or are you going to kind of run pretty quickly?
It'll be a brisk walk.
But not a sprint?
Not a sprint.
Okay.
Especially if it's far. But I could always try to spy on the Dark Lord and get back to you. I could try to spy and get back to you. I could try... to spy in and get back to you.
She is really grabbing your shirt and pulling you towards her, Arnie.
Arnie, listen to me. Arnie, listen. I am up for the challenge. Please. I've learned from the best. I've been working for a dragon. Please.
I think she's strong-arming you.
Yeah.
Your shirt smells like pork. Come here.
It does.
She just kissed you and then shushed you.
It's very effective.
That's the toughest thing I've ever seen. It's terrifying.
That's a power move. How many people go into a job interview and say, you're going to hire me, and then just kiss the person on the lips?
Shh. Come here.
So many kisses.
Shh. Honey, I can do this for you.
Okay.
Please believe in me.
We literally hired you.
I mean, there's nothing cuter than a little mouse kissing Arnie on the lips.
It is very adorable.
But Arnie, you're coming off as Despero. A little Despero.
Come here.
Yeah.
Come here. Come on. It's okay.
Hey, I'm your boss now.
No, you guys.
I could get in trouble with HR.
Shh. Mm-hmm. I can do this.
You can do this.
I'm gonna come through for you, okay?
I believe it. And you know what, Momo?
Mm-hmm.
I do have a message for you to send.
Okay.
And the message is to Momo. And it is, you're hired.
Just say that. Don't send a message. That's going to cost
us. No, that's right. It's going to waste a message. Momo, sorry. You're hired.
Oh, Momo already charged you for the message.
Well, I'm going to really regret this at the end of the year.
So once we say a message, we can't delete it?
No. Oof,
that doesn't seem right.
Can we send pictures? Can I explain, like, a picture to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Explain that.
You could also just explain anything, and I'll go and do it. You can also send, I call them emojis.
Oh.
Just like a feeling or emotion, and I'll run and I'll make the face in front of someone.
I have a message for Genelevia the Red.
Okay.
Art thou up?
Is this an ex-girlfriend?
She's my current girlfriend.
Oh, okay, then I'll do it. All right, how far does she live?
She lives in nature.
Okay. All right, I got it. I'll run now. Momo runs now?
Wait. Oh. Can you send a message to Auntie Overalls?
Is this an ex-girlfriend?
Most certainly not.
All right, what is it?
How's it going? I haven't talked to you in a while. Hope all is well.
Okay. Any more messages?
I don't know. Do you know how to get to other dimensions?
Momo's working on it.
Well, when you figure it out, I have a couple really important messages to send.
Okay. Momo will work on that. Come here.
No, don't. Back away, Arnie. She's going to kiss you.
Come here.
Oh, she got you.
Let's see. Damn this human strength.
Come here. Come on. It's okay. Shh.
I think you guys are prison married.
A word of caution to all of you about to send in those bangin' buds stories. Don't include things like character development or resolution, or the crew over here may not recognize them. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young, taking a break between shouting to really hone his chops. Like Jim Carrey in The Number 23, the movie prestige equivalent of Roanoke, Virginia. Shunt the Badger was played by Adol Refai, drawing inspiration from that one emoji with a straight line for a mouth. Momo the Mouse with Human Strength was played by special guest Aaron Keith. You can see Erin perform with Wet Bus every Thursday at Chicago's IO Theater. She also mentioned that there's no need to plug her Twitter account because she forgot the password. Gregor the Guard was played by Dana Quercioli. Dana was just featured, but apparently elbowed her way back in. So unladylike, all that finishing school money wasted. Craig, I've done enough. Time to spread your wings and meet expectations.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jakover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.
Craig, when we were fighting last night over the last vial of unconsciousness powder, and you said I was being a real Rory, did you mean like an Amy and Rory or a Lorelei and Rory?
I meant Rory Culkin. The Culkin no one's really sure is really a Culkin.